This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There are 280 Coloradans in the hospital with confirmed COVID cases. That's up 36 from last week and the most since the start of the year. Public health officials recommend getting the latest COVID vaccine. So far, about 13% of Colorado's eligible population have done so. Traffic has been lighter around Denver. A new report cites pandemic work-from-home policies that kept some people off the roads. Robert Spotts with the Denver Regional Council of Governments says some commuter highways saw fewer drivers overall, and some saw lighter rush hours.
So that means that same amount of vehicles are just kind of spread out throughout the day. And that's a good thing. It does avoid those peak periods where there's stop-and-go congestion, very frustrating, the unsafe conditions, and additional emissions.
Spot says driving is ticking up this year, though, and some highways, like the road to Denver's airport, are busier than ever. Thanksgiving and the rest of the holiday season can be disruptive. A parenting expert says maintaining family routines can help. Family and child therapist Craig Nippenberg says it's especially important for children to get to sleep at their regular time.
If you can try to stick to the routine of a sleep schedule, sleep's very important for children. And anytime there's a big change in structure for children, they struggle behaviorally.
About gift giving, Nippenberg says parents should set realistic expectations with kids about the gifts they'll receive and make time for everyone to enjoy family traditions. The place where the U.S. military stored chemical weapons for decades is now a conservation area, and 22 black-footed ferrets are now living at the Pueblo Chemical Depot. The work to remove the chemical weapons was finished earlier this year. Now the ferrets have been released to try to help restore their population. Black-footed ferrets are considered one of North America's most endangered species. This is CPR News and KRCC.